podcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service this seventh Sunday after Pentecost. We are Divine Service Setting 1 this month, and you can use your ribbons to mark pages, so that's page 151, and then you can mark these hymns. I'll read them off, especially for those who are listening on the radio. Our opening hymn, 610, Lord Jesus, Think on Me, which is also our hymn of the month. Hymn of the day is 839, O Christ, our true and only light. During distribution, we'll sing 840, Christ high ascended, now in glory seated. 631, Here, O my Lord, I see thee face to face. 728, How firm a foundation. Closing hymn, 965, God bless our native land. You can be a little prepared, and the yellow insert is the one that has the intro it and the gradual, as well as the readings. We're going to make a habit of printing that on yellow, so it's easy to find at the right time. So you can have that set aside. Now, one other announcement: the Radio Fund. We've been doing this for about a year, you know, since we kind of restarted with Civic Media, and the fund has been funded, but. Just so you have a status, I think, if I recall from our treasurer, that at the end of, well, we have enough to get through August, and then we'll start running short. And so the plan is, as long as we have enough money in the fund, which is just people making contributions specifically to the radio fund, then we'll keep broadcasting. This helps, of course, those who are unable to be here, who the radio works for them. We've promoted it within nursing homes and assisted living. We don't know who takes advantage of it. That's just the nature of radio. But again, this is an outreach, and certainly also in reach to our shut-in homebound. So if you want to keep it going, then keep making contributions. Just thought I'd give you a little status on that. So we are ready to begin now our service, beginning with the opening hymn, 610, Lord Jesus, Think on Me.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We allow a period of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Turn to your yellow insert. We'll sing together the intro it. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
for this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. O God, your almighty power is made known chiefly in showing mercy. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we may be called to repentance and made partakers of your heavenly treasures, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the readings. The first reading for the seventh Sunday after the Pentecost is from Ezekiel chapter 2. He said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me, and he said to me, Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert for the gradual. The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I must go on boasting. Though there is nothing to be gained by it, I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. On behalf of this man I will boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. Though if I should wish to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me. So to keep me from being too elated by the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to harass me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This is the word of the Lord. We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Jesus went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on 2 tunics. And he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and we continue with our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul tells us some remarkable about some of his remarkable experiences. Beginning at verse 2, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. Paul is talking about himself, his own experiences here, not boasting, but speaking in the context of the false apostles. They are referred to as super apostles, who are talking about visions and revelations that they had and given themselves some kind of credibility, authority. Oh, Paul is the real deal, and he has had real revelations and visions. And he mentions this briefly, not giving a treatise on heaven, but to make a point that he doesn't dwell on this. He doesn't leverage this for any kind of advantage. Besides Paul telling us that it's paradise, we don't know exactly what the third heaven is. Perhaps just the place where we will be with our Lord when he makes that new heaven and earth, that equating it to the restored Garden of Eden. But Paul doesn't explain, and actually tells us he can't explain it. It's beyond description. It's beyond what we see, hear, feel, experience in this world. But Paul not only tells us about a visit to heaven, he also talks about a visitor from hell. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited, elated. Again, this has some ambiguity. We don't know exactly what this thorn in the flesh reference to, most likely not a literal thorn in the flesh. But we do know that it was given to Paul by a messenger of Satan to harass him. This visitor from hell made life hard for Paul. This led Paul to prayer. After all, the Lord is Lord of all. He does have power over Satan. Three times, Paul tells us he pleaded with the Lord about this, to have this thorn, this harassment leave him. Life was hard. Paul turned to the Lord in prayer. Jesus demonstrated this and taught this also. We have some parallels. While Paul visited heaven, Jesus came from heaven. While here in this world, because he visited us, Jesus also had a visitor from hell after his baptism. John was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. Satan himself tempted Jesus to lead him away from the purpose of his visit to us. But Jesus was not deterred from his journey to the cross. Jesus came to go the way of the cross. He didn't come to negotiate with Satan about power or authority. And Jesus didn't come to demonstrate his power in a show of strength or influence. Jesus came to make his almighty power known in mercy. He humbled himself, became one of us, a man. He experienced rejection even from those closest to him, his family. And he went steadfastly to the cross, knowing the suffering that he would endure. In Gethsemane, on the night of his arrest, he pleaded three times with the Father to have the cup of wrath removed from him. And yet he submitted to his Father. He said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Throughout his passion, his intense suffering, Jesus turned to his Father in prayer, even praying in great anguish from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? God sent his son, his beloved son, for you. Jesus went to the cross out of love for you and obedience and trust in his Father. Jesus epitomized weakness in the eyes of the world. He demonstrated this to demonstrate his power and grace. The perfect power of God's grace was shown ultimately in this sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, this undeserved mercy for the sins of the world. To the world, Jesus looked like a pathetic man, stripped down, abandoned, fixed to this cross with nails. It's on public display, broken, too weak to save himself. So he's openly mocked and ridiculed as he died alone as a criminal. Such weakness. And yet this was the power of God, the salvation of those who believe. Power made perfect in weakness. Death was swallowed up. Satan's head crushed. God was glorified. Jesus rose victorious over the enemies, victorious, having accomplished what he came to do. And so, return to heaven. And there Jesus' loving Father put all authority under him. That's where he is. In this life, you will occasionally get a glimpse of heaven, an experience, a taste of it, if you will, in the beauty of nature, God's creation, though fallen, a glimpse, a taste of good food, as we anticipate there will be a banquet, the richest food, the love of family, God's gift for you, fellowship of Christian brothers and sisters, God's family, who we will be together in eternity, sounds of the divine service, singing praise to God, the presence of Christ himself in the sacrament of the altar. We see and experience God at times, and this encourages us as we look forward to that eternal life with him in heaven. We have these experiences of heaven, but not to be conceited or too elated or puffed up, but to know it's true, it's certain, it is there. And we are there with Christ now by faith. And so we know we'll have this time with him without any tears or suffering, no worries, no sin, no death, indescribably beautiful, peace that never ends, unspeakable joy. In this life, we also experience aspects of hell on earth, suffering, heartache, loneliness, discouragement, fear, anxiety. We are weak. We're sinful. We have nothing in ourselves to boast about. We can't control our own sinfulness, let alone defend ourselves from the power of evil. We're unable to save ourselves. And by God's grace, because of his love, we have entry into heaven through baptism. And we visit heaven in Christ, present with him by faith, and we could go to him anytime. He is our strength. When we experience aspects of hell on earth, our suffering, our heartache, our loneliness, our discouragement, our insults and hardships, persecutions and calamities, we turn to Jesus. These experiences, they expose our weaknesses, and so we turn to the Lord in prayer. And when we find ourselves stripped and broken, feeling pathetic, abandoned, alone, we turn to Jesus. We plead with Jesus. Paul pleaded that the thorn in his flesh, this harassment, would be taken away. Jesus answers Paul He says, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul received Christ's undeserved grace, his favor. That's all Paul needed. The weaker Paul appeared to the world, the more evident was the grace of Christ in Paul. And so Paul embraced and rejoiced in his weaknesses that others may know the grace of Christ also, the power of God and mercy. Jesus' power was made perfect and made known in his suffering, his death on the cross, and God promises us his grace and his favor in Christ as his word, and they are sufficient for you. You can rely completely on Jesus. And as you do, his grace is made evident to others, the people around you. In your weakness, especially, his power is made perfect. We have little glimpses, promises of eternity that allow us to endure visitors from hell who keep harassing us. And no matter how hard life seems, God's grace, his forgiveness of sins, the promises of his resurrection, the power of his Spirit, the presence of his people in the church, they're more than enough for you. Amen. And may that peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the world and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We bless you, Lord, for you have heard the voice of our pleas for mercy and sent your Son, Jesus Christ, our strength and shield. Save your people and bless your heritage forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Send laborers into your harvest, Lord. Preserve your ministers among us, devoted to your word and to prayer. Give many servants to your church, that neither the preaching nor the care of your people may fall into neglect or disregard. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, you have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. Christ Jesus, your holy arm, by his death and resurrection, you have worked salvation. Strengthen the song of your church. Give skill to musicians, poets, and artists. Give boldness to your congregation in this and every place to sing the eternally new song of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, soften the hearts of your people in every home. Turn parents and children toward each other in love and patience. Banish the spirit of impudence, stubbornness, and rebellion from all. Sanctify us in your truth, Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, protect and defend our nation from its enemies. Support our leaders and preserve them from temptation. Through the work of all civil authorities, enable us to live a quiet and peaceable life according to your word, Lord, in your mercy. Father, in our weakness, we are strong for the sake of Christ, whose grace is sufficient for every need. Give comfort to those whose pain is chronic, whose suffering is unknown, who wrestle with difficult thorns in body or mind, or who are tempted to despair. Intercede also on behalf of Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Lacey, Marlene, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, and Ben. In weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, let us boast in Christ and his cross, by which we and our sufferings are sanctified. Lord, in your mercy. Bountiful God, out of your abundant blessing, you satisfy us with Christ, the bread of life. Give repentance and faith to all who commune this day, that finding refuge in your Son's true body and blood, we may taste and see that you are good. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.